The phone lines are open on the Dave Baum Show. 888-463-6748. That's 888-GO-FOR-IT. TalkZone.com.
Roger Kirsch, Associate Dean of NYU's Wagner School of Public Service. We're talking about Super Tuesday on the Baum Show. To the phones we go. Sally, you're on the Dave Baum Show. Welcome.
My question was about Super Tuesday, and I'd like to know what your guest thinks about that concept of having so many primaries on one day, and that it probably eliminates the potential for a brokered convention.
Great question. The fact of having all these primaries on one day doesn't itself affect a brokered convention. It, of course, depends on what happens in all those primaries. If, as some people now suggest, I don't really see it, Sally, but if some people now suggest, but we'll take the Democratic side first, Obama's got an enormous amount of momentum. The win in South Carolina, by far more than anybody predicted, has propelled him into, along with these record-breaking crowds and so on. I mean, it's easy to imagine that, let's say it's possible to imagine that coming out of Super Duper Tuesday, Obama and Clinton each have something like, 35 to 40% of the delegates on that day. They split them, in other words. Somebody's got a few more. You got to get to a pretty big number of delegates. And if Obama does better in the South, picks up states like Tennessee, which has a fair number of delegates, as I was suggesting earlier, knocks off Clinton, Massachusetts, because of the Kennedy endorsement, so on through. One can do the math in a way that pretty definitively suggests, or at least suggests, that they could come out of Super Tuesday without anything definitive decided. And then it's this sort of delegate hand-to-hand combat through the succeeding primary states. It doesn't take a wild scenario writer to conceive a brokered convention on the Democratic side. Republicans, that unless Romney's $20 million in cash, McCain, by the way, is running low on money and has been for some time, and is taking federal financing, which hasn't started to flow yet. I don't think that's been noted as much as it should, but it means the point is his wallet's pretty much empty and it's wide open, and it's hard for him to get new money. If Romney can spend enough to push that to a brokered convention, then one could imagine. But I think it's much more likely on the Democratic side if all we're hearing about the surge towards Obama somehow holds true.
Thank you, Sally, for your question. It's a good one. Let me follow up because of the scenario that you painted, Dean Kirsch. Let's say that things are, as you pointed out, Obama and Clinton get to the Democratic convention with about 40-plus percent. You got two states, because of intra-party rules, Florida and Michigan, who ain't supposed to be showing up and counting. Now, wouldn't you think that Hillary Clinton, because she won Florida and Michigan in whatever primaries they had without any appearances from the candidates, is going to make a hell of a floor fight at the Democratic convention to get accreditation for the votes that she won in Florida and Michigan, which is really going to cause some kind of a brouhaha?
You wouldn't just think that, Dave, and you've laid out the perfect scenario. You would, in fact, be empirically right in the sense that Hillary Clinton has, in a way I think is probably stupid politics, but that's just me, mounted a highly publicized effort already to try to convince the poobahs in the Democratic Party to rethink the decision not to seat Florida and Michigan. And as Dave mentioned, the reason they're being penalized, for listeners who may not know this, is because they moved their primaries earlier than the party wanted them to, adding to this frantic February 5th run of states voting already. Because they moved those early, they were penalized, and their delegates won't get seated. Hillary Clinton, because she won both states, as Dave said, it may come down to, can you imagine another election decided on Florida?
Whoa.
May come down to those two states. Here's the point, I think. Whoever the nominee is, or whoever is close to being the nominee, at that point, is going to have such enormous power behind them that they'll basically dictate the term. So if Hillary Clinton is, far enough ahead in delegates that she's able to make a credible case, she's going to get the nomination anyway, she simply says, I'm the head of the Democratic Party now, let's seat Florida and Michigan.
Count them in.
Precisely. Now, if it's so close that they're practically tied, you will see a fight as dramatic as the 2012 election fight. Obama's people saying, no way, you can't seat him. Hillary's people saying, these folks in Florida.
Black voters, Latino voters, women voters, men voters, veterans, everybody who's got a little piece of the Democratic Party.
Exactly right. So you put the cherry on the sundae that is a broken convention.
Where's Walter Cronkite when we need him?
Oh, boy. Or Justice Scalia. Sort it out for us.
Dean Kirsch, it's been a pleasure having you join us with an overview of what the East is going to look like based upon what you see. By the way, and we've got about 30 or 45 seconds, quick look at California. 230-plus Democratic delegates, Latino vote, black vote, Democratic women. How do you see that?
Actually, way more. It's 441 delegates.
441, I'm sorry.
On the Republican side, you got the number. So it's the biggest, it's the most glittering prize at all. It's twice as many delegates as in most other states. That looks to me like a safe Clinton state. Again, with a caveat about Obama having this remarkable surge. She's ahead by more than 10 points in a poll taken a couple days ago. So that's after all the Obama surging events of the last week. And Dave, let's not forget, California is a state where you can vote by mail ahead of the actual primary. And something like 50% of those votes have already come in.
Wow.
They've come in before Barack Obama's showing in South Carolina, before Bill Clinton may have hurt his wife's chances with his actions in South Carolina. So folks had already made up their minds. And we know from pretty reliable polling evidence that those folks were already valence towards Hillary Clinton. So that would be a seismic shock if Barack Obama gets within 5 or 6 points in California. If he comes close to tying or winning that state, it will be they'll be measuring the Oval Office curtains for Barack Obama.
Dean Kirsch, wonderful to have talked with you. Hopefully down the road we can do it again.
Dave, I look forward to it.
Thank you, sir. Roger Kirsch, Associate Dean of NYU's Wagner School of Public Service. Whoa! Super Bowl, Super Tuesday. It's all a contest. Winners and losers. That's what people like. They like the action. They like to see the maneuvering. And when you talk about sports and politics, doesn't get any better than that. We've reached the end zone on Talk Zone. Thanks to our producer, Randy Meyer, our engineer, Dave Olson. Thank you for listening and calling. I'm Dave Baum. Till the next time, Mommy get the coffee ready. The kid's on his way.
You've been listening to The Dave Baum Show with today's compelling talk radio. Be sure to join Dave again for more fascinating and knowledgeable guests, stimulating conversation, and your phone calls on the TalkZone phone lines. The Dave Baum Show, right here on TalkZone.com.